Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Half Power Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host Peter, joined this week by Donnie. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
Not too bad. So Tom can't join us this week because he is working, and because of a double game week, we decided to record right after the game week finished so we can get as much detail, as much boasting about our ranking as possible before the next game week comes in. So just housekeeping first. First of all, I'll announce the winner because this will be out before I do the tweet. We had the winner of the Ken Bandine Cup. Lockie Hyatt won it, 103 points to 101. The comeback in the second leg. A couple of chips were used. I believe the bench boost was used last week by FPL Liger, and a triple captain this week used by Lockie Hyatt. And his triple captain actually didn't deliver, but if he didn't use it, he wasn't winning the cup. So got him 12 points of spittle to win it, 103-101. I will put up the congratulations the tweet later, and then we'll take it from there. And we will obviously discuss the next cup in the next couple of weeks, because you don't have a cup. On to our own podcast league. There is one change to top three. Number one is still Josie's Bus Drivers. Number two is still Segs, Drugs and Devalte Cole. And number three is the new entrant, Ayer Bastard. Spelled Ayer as a Christopher Ayer. I like that one. Is up to third. So that is that. So we'll go to our round score and rank this week. Donnie, it was a funny old week, like one of these long game weeks, and you can go first.
It was. Well, just as well, we didn't record on Tuesday because I was having an absolute nightmare before that. So finished up on 53 points for the week. So Hemming and goals, 0. Casey, 2. Benrice, 2. Scales, 11. O'Hara, 9. Captain Spittle, 8. Armstrong, 3. Kelly, 1. Vice-Captain, Beerus, 14. Bakayoko, 2. And Kyogo, 1. Nothing on the bench. So 53 all out. Takes my global score to 713. I was 104th the last time we talked. Well, I'm up 60 places and I'm now 44th overall. So I'm happy with that.
Yep, so good work for the blank double game week. Right, myself finished with 50 points. So I had Laidlaw goals for 4. A minus 2 for Brown. Tavernier, 0, doesn't really matter, obviously. Beck, 10, another hero. Palmer, 9. Captain Spittle, 8. Armstrong, 3. Kelly, 1. Bakayoko, 2. Furuhashi, 1. And vice-captain hero, Beerus, 14. Which takes me up to 30th in the world, which is one position higher than the highest rank. So I will take that going forward. So we're going to go through the results quite quick. We're not going to go into details the way Tom does. I'm just going to quickly ask if Ed stands out on the results. Any players rings a bell, and we'll go through it quickly, right? So Ross County 0, Celtic 3. Goal scorers was Turnbull assist by Scales, if you've got Scales. Palmer assist by McGregor. And Forrest assist by Palmer. So obviously clean sheet as well. Does any players interested in stand out for that game for you, Dory?
At the time it was a nightmare because we all expected the Celtic team to be pretty stable. And then O'Reilly was out, Kyogo was out. So it was whether a stick or twist on that one. The game itself was over after 10 minutes of the red card. And then Celtic did eventually cross the line. The Palma's probably the standout. That's the one that if people aren't already on, they want to get to. Turnbull's still a danger in there as well. O'Reilly, it's just rotation, but It's just one to watch, but pretty standard win for Celtic as soon as they went down 10 men. And I think Palma's probably your main man. I think there was a question that does touch on him, so you'll know better than me.
Yeah, we'll talk about the question. My only other point would be is that I think Turnbull's quite a dangerous player. You can't nail when he's going to play, but because injuries are tatty, I think he scored 5 goals already this season. I know he's much maligned, but he can do it. So the only thing is he uses a Celtic slot. You want to take that risk, and sometimes you might do something, somebody doesn't. So for me, it's a no, but it's one to watch going forward. Next up, Kilmarnock 1, Motherwell 0, and that was a goal from Cameron, assist by Watt, so there's no really player standard out there. I suppose at the start of the double game week, we were pretty miffed at that one, Donny, but we couldn't really...
Not a good start, and not, you know, from a Kilmarnock point of view, you know, you didn't have your Armstrong in there, so probably most people missed out on that one.
Right. Next up, Dundee 1, Livingston 0, so another Dundee clean sheet, so... Dundee, as I mentioned last week, was coming a new Livingston. I think they've cemented their spot in my heart with that one. McCown goal, no assist. That's a long-standing shout with Tom. He's used McCown a couple of times, and I'm happy with the Beck clean sheet and 3 bonus points. So I was happy with that. Any else stand out for you in this game?
No, Beck owners have won a watch in recent weeks. They've fairly come good. 2 wins out of the last 3 games. It's, you know, reliable. It's usually the team that comes up don't do very well, but Once you hit a run, it's, you know, it's worth backing.
Yep. Next up is double game week games now. So St Johnstone 2, Motherwell 2 from Tuesday night. That was Nicky Clark, assist by M Smith. Andy Cosney, assist by Phelps. I thought our game week was gone, Donny, when I checked that score. And I went to my bench, so I'm appealing. I checked later on, and little do you know, Blaney assist by Wilkinson, and Beerif, the vice captain hero, assist by Ghent. So anything to add to this and discussions on Beerif at this point?
No, I mean, it was a long wait to get some returns out of this game. Again, we missed on most counts, whether it was defence, Spittle in midfield, Beerith returning. Beerith's the sort of player that you just bring in for the 2 games and then I'm going to get rid of him this game week. I don't think over the long haul you'll get consistent returns. So for me, it was a punt. Other people might stick with him. He's certainly back to fitness. It's whether him and Wilkinson both start at the same time or they get rotated. But happy that he got a return. Not with all the Hearts and Celtic. So again, it's going to be hard to back Motherwell. They're so bad out of form that, you know, we took the punt and then just case of moving on to the next team.
All right. I was just going to ask you, does he become now the option, the third choice cheap striker? Are you still sticking with Bacayaro?
Yeah, just because the funds I need to make my next move, that's Beerith's going to be the one to move. And then for Bakayoko, I'll look towards submitting forward in 2 weeks' time to get him shifted.
Interesting. And the last game of double game week was last night. I didn't have any players in this game, so I was watching this kind of through my fingers. But when Hibs went 1-0 up, I was glad, obviously, that double St Mirren defence. Yes. I saw quite a lot in the top 20 I've got, but... Let me finish. Campbell scored, assist by Venti. O'Hara, 1 each. Newell scored 2-1. And then Jameson, 2 each. So anything note of this game?
No, not really. So, I mean, I've got Hemming and goals. So even at 1-1, I was still getting some points. But then as soon as the second one went in, that was me wiped out there. I've got O'Hara. I've talked about him over Kilty and the fact that he is on pens, and that makes him more dangerous. So penalty plus 2 bonus points. It was good enough for me. Hibs, such a patchy team. I mean, that's Boyle dropped now. Mm-hmm. So he's not even getting a game. Venti's dangerous. You think they're quite quiet, but he ticks along. They're just so unpredictable. I think I noted this was their 4th 2-2 draw of the season. So they scored as much as they concede. Yeah, they've got a couple of 3-2 games in there as well. So you always get goals with them. It's whether you can trust them enough to actually pin down a player. So O'Hara returns is probably the only take home as far as the game goes.
Yep, O'Hara's put yourself to front of the queue for double game week for me and my transfers on that. But we'll get to that, get the transfers. So that was short and sweet, guys, but obviously there was a quick turnaround. So Donny, I'll come to you now with your dive of the
week. So I think I've done one like this before, so I'm just gonna look at form again. Because had I done this last week, it might have been a warning against Motherwell, but you live and learn. So this is just looking at the last 5 games in terms of how well teams are doing. So we'll take Rangers and Celtic out of it because they are way ahead in terms of wins and points. If I was to ask you to guess the next three teams in terms of form, Peter, who would you be guessing?
Well, you think you give it away earlier on the podcast with Dundee, 2 out of 3 wins for Dundee.
Dundee is one of them. There's two teams that are in better form, though.
You say to pick three teams here?
Yeah.
Dundee, Kilmarnock.
Kilmarnock, yep. One other team.
I'm not on the table, try to think. Ross County?
No, definitely not. It's Aberdeen. All right. So Aberdeen have got 3 wins out in the last 5 games. Kilmarnock have also got 3 in the last 5 games, and Dundee 2. So 10 points to Aberdeen, 9 points to Kilmarnock, and 8 points to Dundee. So as we've said, Dundee, the team coming up, probably didn't give them much time on this podcast, but here they are, a couple of wins. They're up to 6th in the league, having not really done much all season. So in terms of the teams out of form, if we go for three again, who's the three most out of form teams in the league?
The fact that you can give me a look inside and discuss Ross County.
Ross County is third. So there's two teams worse than Ross County. Oh, one's equal, actually. But...
Hearts.
No, Hearts are doing okay. 7 points out of 15. So Ross County have got 3 points out of 15.
I don't think it's Maybe it's none.
So next is Livingston. They've also got 3 points out of 15, but they've at least had one win. Bottom of the pile, the worst team in the last 5 games.
St. Johnson?
Nope.
No, because they won, didn't they? Oh,
yeah. We've just backed them in the double game week. It was Motherwell.
Oh, Motherwell. All right, okay.
Motherwell got 2 points out of the last 5 games. In fact, Hibs, Motherwell and Ross County are all winless in their last 5 games. So the fact that Ross County have got a double coming up, they're not high scorers. They are the joint top in terms of goals conceded. You know, it might be one not to back. Aberdeen, probably the best after Rangers and Celtic. However, their next two games are Rangers and Celtic, so it's going to be hard to back them this month. There's only 4 teams with a positive goal difference. So if you're doing your lineups, I just play 3 at the back. I don't know about yourself, Peter.
5-3 back, yep.
But, you know, the fact that most teams in the league are conceding more than they score is a big indicator there. In terms of the best defences outside of Rangers and Celtic, it's actually Hearts, Aberdeen, St Mirren and Kilmarnock. So I know we give Hearts a hard time sometimes, but they do actually do a not bad job. Aberdeen, St Mirren and Killie the rest. And as I said, the worst in terms of defences are Ross County, Hibs, Livingston and Motherwell. So as I say, had I done this last week, I might not have invested so much on Motherwell, but you try the best with what you've got. So that's where we are. So as I say, St Mirren, and they've got a double in the game week 14. They are value pretty much all around the pitch. Some of their forwards have been returning off late as well. So that's one to look at. And Ross County are the other team that double. I wouldn't be spending too much time on them. You might get lucky, but you might not. Form changes so quick. As I touched on, Dundee wouldn't have touched with a barge pole. Now we've got the guys at Beck returning double points over the last few weeks and 4th in the league. So it's just something to consider when you're planning out. Sometimes we think of teams like Hibs, oh, they're good, but they've not had a win in 5 games. They've got a new manager. Not much is happening. Boyle's off of form. So it's maybe not reading the team name just at, you know, first glance. It's actually looking at the form and considering, you know, whether there is value there. So that was all. I just wanted to touch on that because I think we got a little bit burnt by Motherwell. And with the more double game weeks coming up, it's just whether to dive all in or just hold back and potentially just look at other teams in a single game week. So that was the dive this week. I will look at the double game week next week and give you all a bit more info on that.
It just kind of confirms what we said at the start of the season. You said spend as little on defence as possible because...
Yeah.
Scottish League is just, it's too up and down. You can't, so if you can get really cheap defenders who are starting, for example, I'm not going to blow my trumpet, but I'm at a wee bit. That week, that week that had Brown in and Beck, they were all in because they were so cheap as well and a double.
Yeah.
And they obviously drew that week and it worked out. Beck has stayed since then and Dundee's form's been okay. So yep. I could have spent the money on a Strain or a Tanzer or a Hearts defender at that point and get absolutely nowhere near the same return. So I think the investment in Tavernier plus three other and obviously a non-playing defender is just the way to go, and unless somebody stands out or hits like Strain type form like last year. But
yeah,
I was throwing the money elsewhere.
I'm quite lucky. I've got Scales. I got him when he was, what, 2.5 million or whatever. He's now 3.2 million. Got, what, 11 points this game week. It's stopping me from getting to Palma, but if he's getting 11 points,
well, he's kind of matching Palma's getting nine. So far.
Yeah, so it's not too bad as far as that's concerned. Celtic have got Aberdeen, Motherwell, St Johnstone. I'm probably not going to get troubled there, so I'm going to hold on that. So yeah, if I've got Tavernier and Scales, you just need one out of two to return or to get something, and then that's you. So yeah, form is a big thing in Scottish football. You're going to have Rangers and Celtic dominating, but it's picking the right team at the right time, as far as everything else goes.
Just on Scales as well, you mentioned last year obviously Celtic received quite a lot of goals, nearly 50% of games. I think that's more apart from you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You're up, mind you. Rogers has to take them up at the back. I think this is what happened last time. He didn't really concede a lot because his possession play, whereas Angelo was more attack. He can get caught out sometimes. So
yes,
I think Scales will return more often as long as he keeps his place, which I think now you can tell is pretty much cemented because there's players back a bit and he's still in there. And
yeah, he's keeping a lot of good players out.
So we've got any questions then, Tony? We've quite a lot of them this week.
I know, busy.
So you mentioned off pod, I think you mentioned last week as well, so I'll start with this one because I want to know your thoughts. What are your views on premium strikers, and is Danilo worth the money over Seema? Because I think it could be your transfer thoughts coming.
Yes, it will be. So we had this problem two seasons ago. There was no value up top, and I think Regan Charles-Cook ended top goal scorer with about 13 goals. So it was really hard to get value back then. I have faith to a certain extent on premium forwards. And, you know, I think Kyogo, I'm championing him every week, but he's kind of letting me down. But I will still stick with him until I can see any other option out there. But for Rangers, at the start of the season, there was too much choice. You know, with Lammers, Dessers, Danilo and Seema, and it was, you know, it's almost impossible to pick the right one. I think since Clement came in, certainly Danilo and Seema are his two favourites, and Danilo is in form. So for me, that's going to be my change this week, is bringing him in. If you've got the budget, then yep, go for that. If you don't have the budget, then I think Seema offers an alternative value up front. But outside of that, we talk about Shankland and Miowski. Shankland did score in a couple of back-to-back games. Miowski scored in the cup, but hasn't really done much else. So you do kind of hang your hat on Rangers and Celtic. And albeit there's not huge returns out there, I think the tide is changing, certainly for Rangers with a new manager. And I think for Celtic, it's only a matter of time. They're going to batter a team soon, and you'll either miss out or, you know, clean up.
Yep, I just for your point, last year we had obviously Van Dien, we had Duke, we had Miowski, Shankland.
Yeah.
And I think to a lesser extent at some points we had like May, how are you, decent run, I remember, things like this. So we'd all close to pick from. Also, Kugel was doing well last year. But this year, it started completely different, as you said, Rangers, stuff like that. But now, Danilo is the main man, it looks like to me. Urahashi, like you said yourself, I don't think you take him out of your team. I think, as you said, there's going to be a game, so it'll win 2 or 3 nothing, and he'll be on the end of every one of them, and then you're He could have left behind. I think we didn't just to get him out. Duke and Mioski haven't been hit form yet, so if that changes what to watch, but yeah. I don't know if I've not even checked my money for the real situation. I'm probably more worried, more thinking about the St Mirren games first, then see after it. Who's Rangers got this week?
We're away to Livingston on Sunday.
Then home Aberdeen the week after?
No, we're not at home Aberdeen. Let me check. We're away to Aberdeen. So two away games.
Right, so if he continues his form, obviously European as well, I think it would be the one again, but I'm just, I don't know if I'm there yet. I need to wait. Obviously, you watch more than me, so obviously you're going for it. So,
yeah.
Hopefully, it doesn't work, but we'll see. Next up is from Mail Stars. What would the quote of the wildcard team be now? And better to the wildcard after the Nationals? Well, the second part of these questions, I don't know because I don't know his team. So, it would be a case of, if he's asking that question, maybe he's thinking his team's a bit.
Yeah.
Well, it's core of wildcard, Donny, now. I think you're going to see the same as normal. Three Celtic, three Rangers, then take it from there.
Yeah, three Rangers, three Celtic, St Mirren defender, a Ross County defender, a budget defender. Out of that, you're going to want to have likes of O'Reilly, Palmer, Armstrong, O'Hara, Kyogo, Danilo. It's names that we've already covered. When to do it, it just depends. Because if you wait, you might get more news on injuries. But if you're losing ground, do it now because, you know, it won't be long. Everyone will have played a wild card. Everyone's team starts to look the same. And then it's hard to make games. You know, I did mine week four. You did yours a couple of weeks ago. And we're both inside the top 50. So it maybe does pay to, you know, make that move, get the jump and just freshen up. You know, that would be my advice. But it's team dependent. If your team's rotten, then go for it. If you're picking over okay, like Tom, he's quite happy with his. He's going to hold on to his for another time. And you know,
week
it always does him well.
I sometimes you just look at your team, you can tell, can't you? Go, I would like to be with him, I'd like to be with him. Like to be, if that starts becoming three and four players, then yeah, it's probably time to go for it. Right, next up is from James McLeod. With an eye on the doubles, what order would you rank the Ross County defender options? Now, before we get into it, the reply came after that was from a Ross County fan. So I'll read his comment first. That's FPL Shoreham. He's wrote, Brown is nailed in attacking. Don't touch left back as Harmon and Purrington will rotate. Leake and Baldwin are main centre halves. In my opinion, neither are optimal, but Leake is safer as he makes less mistakes. And Zerot doesn't pick up as many yellow yells and reds as Baldwin. Right, so that's for that Ross County fan. And all I'd add on top of that was, if I had an option, it would probably be Laidlaw, because I think even against that Celtic game, you saw the saves he made,
yes.
And I get 4 points out of 3-0 defeat. So yep. What's your thoughts on Ross County assets? Would you agree with Ross County fan?
Yeah, I mean, so touching on what I said before, they're the worst defence in the league. So if you're putting your faith in a defender, you know, don't expect too much. But I just wrote down the four main defenders and where they are points-wise. Because James Brown's probably the main one that we go to. He was the cheapest. He is suspended. I don't know if that'll carry forward to game week 12. He might just do it one of those weeks.
Find it out the day. Was it one game or two games for the red card?
We'll find out more. So we've got Conor Randall, 2.8 million. He scored 35 points. We've got Jack Baldwin, 2.8 million. He scored 32 points. Ryan Leake, 2.5 million, scored 30 points. And James Brown, 2.5 million, 29 points. So points and value are all pretty much the same. I guess if you're just trying to budget it, then Leake and Brown, both at 2.5 million, both at the 30-point marks, would be it. If Brown is suspended and doesn't play both games, then you'd go to Leake. But none of the names really catch my eye. I mean, I might have one come the double game week, but it's not, my heart's not that set on it. So hopefully that helps.
I'm just sticking. My idea would be probably going to be Brown this week, but I'll find out first if he plays a double game week. There's no point in a doubler. I'm going to Dab instead.
Yeah.
But I'm happy just to go with Laidlaw going forward. That's one. And not double up Ross County, like you said, they're the worst defence. So having the keeper who gets probably optimal save points, that's the only one I'm thinking. Apart from that, I wouldn't go too keen to go down that route. But like you said, Leake, 2.5 or Brown. If it's money, it's the kind of tightness it, then that's what you go for. Next up is from Michael Scott at Yellow Leopard. Where is Otto to play first wildcard? I already covered that. But he's got triple Motherwell, double Livingston, only Rangers player, perhaps in a better. Yeah, I think if that's what his team looks like, triple, double Livingston, triple Motherwell, I think he should be wildcarding.
Yeah, Motherwell. So, yeah, and they play Livingston next, so you're going to get stuck. You're going to probably have to bench both Livingston players against Rangers. One Rangers, I get that start of the season they were patchy, but since Clement has come in, they're a bit more reliable. Triple Motherwell, you'd want to get out of that as well. So, you know, we're probably already talking three changes that you could potentially make just to get out of that situation. You've maybe got other changes that you're trying to make as well. So people talk about wild cards if it's a bad thing, but as me and you have both proved, it can really change, you know, your own form in terms of pushing you up the ranks. So you get two. So if you use one now, you've still got another one for, you know, big double game weeks or blanks or when the top six split comes into play. So don't ever see it as a bad thing. It's just, you know, if you've made mistakes, and I made mistakes after 3 weeks and changed, so just go for it.
You can set his team up quite nicely for a double and then save a transfer from the back end and maybe get some gains that way. That's one to definitely plan out and think about. Next up is from Kevin Wood at Kevlefish 89. Who do we think scores most points in the next four game weeks, Armstrong or Palmer?
Okay, so just for reference, Palmer has Aberdeen, Motherwell, St Johnstone and Hibs. Three home games out of four. Armstrong has Hibs, Ross County, Hearts and Aberdeen. Three away games out of four. So for me, it's going to be Palmer. I'm sure you would agree. Mm-hmm. Even if his game time's limited, like it was at the weekend, he's probably still going to contribute more than Armstrong over just a short space of time. Ideally, you'd want both. I've got Armstrong. If I could, I would have Palmer, but I just can't make those changes just now. But surely Palmer's going to return more than Armstrong.
I do have both, but if we're asking about just the three home games is the thing, I think Palmer, he does probably look like the best winger of options Celtic's got. He seems to be not the most nailed, I suppose, but most, he's still learning the most. So I think I would go on him. But who's there to say 4 weeks' time Armstrong could have scored them, because obviously he's talismanic, set pieces, penalties. Well, if that's the case, I will not, because then you get more of me. No, I want Palmer to score, that makes sense. next up is from a member who's not here, FFS Scout Tom. What's it meant players are you looking for? What looking at for the double? So, Donny, Manon players, you mentioned a striker as well. I didn't have it, so who are you thinking about?
So thanks for listening, Tom. It's always good to have a new listener on the podcast. So I've already got Heming and O'Hara, which is fine. It just means I need to really make one more change. Now, if I take in a defender, then I've obviously got double defence with the goalkeeper as well. So that could be risky, but it's going to be Tanzer or Strain. I don't think you're going to look anywhere else as far as St Mirren go. In midfield, it's going to be O'Hara Kilty. We've had that discussion over previous weeks. And up front, they've got Mandron, 3.9 million, and Olusanya at 3.5 million. I would probably swap out Bakayoko for one of those two when the time comes. So I'm pretty well set. I've already got two, and I only need to make one change, which is why I can bring in a Rangers player this week and then target St Mirren in the following week. So have you got any St Mirren players on your team?
So my plan was just to go now defender this week and O'Hara next week, probably, and that's the two I'd bring in.
So would you not rather have O'Hara just for the pen factor?
I've got two defenders who aren't going to play this week. Brown suspended and Davitt injured.
So, you need to make a change.
Because Spittle still plays, and then next week...
Yeah, Spittle. I would say I'm going to keep Spittle in. He might not do much, but he's always a good player to have. And then change him out possibly further down the line. So
I'd like to have three, but I'm not taking hits for that. I don't think it's the worth of that much. I'll just transfer two in and then see what it looks like after double game week. Right, exactly. That is all our questions, so I'm going to go to the fixtures quickly. If I can, I apologise, but you sound bunged up and I sound bunged up.
I'm at the tail end of a cold. So.
Right, so game week 13, there is no early kickoffs. We're going to get four games off of early team news. So we're going to have St Johnstone versus Ross County, Motherwell versus Hearts, Hibernian versus Kilmarnock and Dundee versus St Mirren all on the Saturday. And on the Sunday, we've got Livingston versus Rangers and Celtic versus Aberdeen. So upon hearing those fixtures, Donny, what is your captain, vice-captain and transfer plans?
So transfer will be Bairstow and Danilo in. Obviously, Rangers do play tonight in Europe, so as long as nothing bad happens, I should be okay there. Captain, vice-captaincy, I will stick with Tav and Kyogo. I don't see that there should be any issue with that. Tav's really starting to hit form and played well in the semi-final of the Cup. And as I say, Kyogo against the Aberdeen team that have had a game tonight and then a game on Sunday that they're not usually up for, that could be a danger as well. So although it's not done too great in recent weeks, Tav Kyogo will be my stick and bring in Danilo up top. Yourself?
Yep. Tav Kyogo, as you mentioned, Aberdeen playing, and I expect he'd come out and try to play a bit of football, which might help Kyogo going forward. And his transfer, as it stands right now, is a Sunderland defender. That could change when I have a wee bit more look at it, but I think it'll be a Sunderland defender and start lighting him up for a double game week, and then usual captain face captain and hope everyone lands okay.
Indeed.
Okay, so that is us. A quick one this week. We'll be back again on Tuesday. So get your plugs in before we head off.
Yep, so I am at FFS _Donny.
Yep, Dom's not here, but he's at FFS Scout, and I'm at Fantasy Half. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
Bye now.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.